The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Incidentally, this is the first for this week, as we were unable to come on air yesterday, being the first day of the week due to certain logistics issues. But thanks be to God Almighty, we are back and sure better. Let me say it like many would want me to say it, that it is very unfortunate that Nigerian equities markets opened the week again on a negative note, as the benchmark all-share index declined by 1.05% to close at 27,772.19 compared to the previous 28,067.09 points. The market last week saw the Nigerian all-share index and market capitalization depreciated by 2.69% and 1.61% to close the week at 28,067.09 and 14.618 trillion naira respectively, while other indices finished lower, with the exception of NSE Insurance Index, which appreciated by 0.23%, while NSE ESM Index closed flat. I would rather have said that there is no need to fear nor panic. Yes, the market has recorded notable days of losses, especially in this month of February. But if you have followed us well on this platform, by now you should know that this is not strange and that the current situation is only creating a more decent entry opportunities in the market for discerning and courageous investors. You want to ask me of those that are probably bought at a very high price and are caught in this bearish web. Two things are involved. If you have bought into any stocks that has no strong fundamental base, and you see them crashing at whatever pace, you can only hope that such equity receive the touch of whatever catalyst that will come and turn around its fortune for good. But if you are sure you have bought into those fundamentally strong equities, like we've always advised on this platform, again I say to you, be calm and panic no more. It is only a matter of time. Today on this program, I'll try as much as possible within the ambit of time available to us to explain why you shouldn't be panicking if you have, in your due diligence, chosen wisely the components of your portfolio. The audited report of quoted companies on the floor of Nigerian Stock Exchange will soon begin to hit the market. Based on the past full year audited reports, especially the 2018 audited reports compared with 2019 unaudited quarter four reports released so far, our research team made projections for a few quoted companies of what to expect in their earnings and dividend payout against the audited reports 2019. Before we do that, let us look at the other market indices for yesterday. The market capitalization yesterday declined by 1.05% to close at 14.646 trillion naira from the previous close of 14.618 trillion naira, thereby shedding 154 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 200 million units, down by 34.14% from the previous close of 303.9 million units. The value of traded stocks was down by 69.89%, closing at 1.9 billion naira from the previous close of 6.39 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 3,497, down by 17.82% from the previous close of 4,243 deals. The market breadth closed firm as 17 stocks gained, while 17 stocks declined in their share prices. Sovereign Trust Insurance led other percentage gainers with 10% growth to close at 22 kobo from the previous close of 20 kobo. Transnationwide Express, MPF Microfinance Bank, Prestige Insurance and Japo Oil, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.88%, 9.82%, 9.26% and 9.09% respectively. Nestle led the price decliners, shedding 10% of its share price to close at 1,242 from the previous close of 1,380. Linkage Assurance and Mayanbika, among other price decliners, also shared their share prices by 9.68% and 6.91% respectively. Access Bank PLC yesterday wrote to the exchange to inform the public of the approval of its 2019 audited reports by its directors. The results only await the approval of its regulators, CBN. Abe Mortgage Bank PLC announced the listing of additional 2,261,538,462 ordinary shares of 50 kobo each offered by way of placement to VFD Group PLC at 1 naira 5 kobo. Were on Thursday 6 February 2020 listed on the daily official list of Nigerian Stock Exchange. With this listing of the additional ordinary shares, the total issued and fully paid up shares of Abe Mortgage Bank PLC has now increased from 4.2 billion to 6,461,538,462 ordinary shares of 50 kobo each. Sky Shelter Fund announced a change of name to SFS Real Estate Investment Trust. The name of Sky Shelter Fund has been changed to SFL Real Estate Investment Trust. In addition, the fund's trading symbol was also changed from Sky Shelf to SFR REITs. The change of name and symbol were implemented by Nigerian Stock Exchange and the Central Securities Clearing System on Friday, 31 January 2020. The changes were in compliance with the unit holder resolution of 25th October 2019, authorizing the change of name of the fund. I'll go on a short break, and when I come back, we shall be talking about this company's dividends and earnings for 2018, projecting possible figures for 2019. I'll be right back.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week, and at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please. Turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go their branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
The earnings per share of First Bank of Nigeria Holding in Quarter 4 Reports 2019 is 1.73 kobo. It grew by 3.93% when compared with the 1.66 kobo of 2018. We expect earnings per share of FBNH to be around 1.70 kobo when the audited report is eventually released. The holding company paid 15.76% of its earnings as dividend in 2018. The same percentage is maintained with the projected earnings per share of 1.70 kobo. We expect FBNH to pay a final dividend of 27 kobo for 2019. In 2017, FBNH paid a final dividend of 25 kobo. In 2018, it paid a dividend of 26 kobo. In 2019, dividend payout of the big elephant is projected to increase to 27 kobo or more. Julius Berger reported 7 naira 81 kobo as earning per share in its quarter 4 unaudited report for 2019. It was a growth of 69.65% when compared with the earning per share of 4 naira 62 kobo reported in full year 2018. Earnings per share of the construction giant in full year 2019 is projected at 6 naira 2 kobo. Julius Berger paid 2 naira as dividend in 2018, implying for 3.29% dividend payout ratio from the earning per share of 4 naira 62 kobo. We expect the construction giant to pay 2 naira 50 kobo as final dividend in full year 2019. NEM Insurance in 2018 declared a final dividend of 13 kobo from the earning per share of 38 kobo. The underwriting firm reported earning per share of 67 kobo in quarter 4 2019, up by 73.99% when compared with the earning per share of 38 kobo in full year 2018. The earning per share of NEM Insurance is projected at 53 kobo, based on the dividend payout of 13 kobo in 2018. From our projected earnings, we expect NEM Insurance to pay a final dividend of 18 kobo. Cadbury in 2018 declared a final dividend on 25 kobo. This represents about 56.8% dividend payout from the earnings per share of 44 kobo. The earnings per share reported in quarter 4 2019 was 67 kobo, up by 53.94% when compared to earnings per share of 44 kobo in full year 2018. We expect the earnings per share of Cadbury to be around 60 kobo when the audited report is eventually released. We expect Cadbury to pay a final dividend of between 30 kobo to 34 kobo based on their projected earnings. Unfortunately, I will have to stop here for today. I promise by God's grace tomorrow, I will bring you more and detailed information on our projected analysis. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. Do not hesitate to feed us back. And in case you have any questions that you may want us to answer, please send such to these numbers 0803224473, 0803224473, or 0816131 8569. 0816131 8569. We do answer such questions on this program every Friday. You just send in your questions early and listen to them being answered on this program on Friday. You can also join our 24-hour stock market discussions on Telegram by calling same numbers I'd already mentioned. Don't forget to also log on to our website www.stocksng.com for more information and articles on women development, kids finance, real estate, entrepreneurship, leadership, and many more. Until I come your way again tomorrow, same time and same station, my name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for
life. Oh, Gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.